Hi, my name is Caro, and today I'm interviewing Hanna Trofimova, the director of the movie When Will the Winter of 2022 End. First of all, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, you too, for this interview.
My first question is, what is the meaning of the title When Will the Winter of 2022 End?
When the full-scale invasion of Russian Federation began on February 24, for me and many Ukrainians, time froze and days and weeks began to move in another way. And despite the fact that months and seasons change, mentally we stay in February, because it is there that the starting point of the terrible reality in which the Ukrainians found themselves, and this winter will last for us until we win.
Do you remember what you did when you got to know that Russia declared the war against Ukraine, and what was your first reaction?
First of all, I want to say that Russian aggression against Ukraine began in 2014 with the occupation of Crimea and the war in Donbass. But if you mean the start of full-scale invasion on February 24, I was really confused and shocked. Despite the fact that there were warnings about a possible invasion, I did not believe that such thing could happen. So I was not morally ready, and if it is possible to prepare morally for war at all.
What did your first day of war look like? And I also wondered, how did you prepare, and how exactly did you know what to do? Like in the movie we saw you hiding in a bathroom, for example.
At first day, I just read the news and look it out the window as people gathered and left Kyiv called friends and relatives to find out how they were doing and in what situation they were. We know what to do. It's go to the bath and tap the windows, because we received those tips from authorities and government.
You often filmed the people outside of your house, and especially three old women sitting on a bench. Is there a deeper meaning behind that?
I think about it, and you know, I think it's about some kind of stability, or war, or peace, or rain, or snow. You go out on the balcony and see those old women. Everything around can change, but they continue to sit on the bench and live their lives.
In your film, we see that you leave the Ukraine to go to Austria. Were there no restrictions for you, and why did you decide to go back to Kyiv?
I immediately knew when I went to Austria that I would return, because it was a trip for 1 month. It was artist residence, so it was okay that I get back in Ukraine. But if to talk about why I stay in Kyiv, I don't have any rational answer. I just felt that I had to stay, that it is my place here, I'm needed here. It's just a feeling.
And my last question is, how would you describe the mood or the atmosphere in Kyiv at the moment?
Now in Kyiv we have a problem with electricity due to mass attacks by Russians recently, but now people's mood is completely different than it was in February. There is no more panic or confusion. Personally, it causes more aggression in me. And in general, people now have more motivation to consolidate forces, because we know that we are fighting for our freedom and independence, existence of our state.
Thank you so much for the interview and for sharing your film with us. And I wish you have a good time in Leipzig.